This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, Democrats have apparently decided to stop fighting Christianity and redefine it instead. And their redefinition of Christianity is represented in a new kind of candidate, James Tallarico of Texas. He's white, you know, and a Christian. Oh, yeah. Seminary student and everything. And his main message, you can be a Christian and a Democrat, too, as long as you practice a special kind of Christianity. I didn't like any Christianity you ever heard of before. But James is a divinity student, so, and his daddy is a minister, and he's white, you know. So you can vote for him as a Christian and feel really good about voting Democrat. We really apologize for recent years when it might have seemed like we hated you, you know, infiltrating churches and stuff, the FBI. But that was the past, and this is today. You can be Christian, and, well, I'll let him explain.
So this idea that to be a Christian means you have to be anti-gay and anti-abortion, there really is no historical, theological, biblical basis for that opinion.
Wow, okay. And Tallarico, as part of his campaign, has been doing all of these podcasts where he explains that actually God loves abortion and it's in the Bible or the Torah or something. He thinks maybe, probably.
I haven't studied this enough to say this definitively, but there are interpretations of certain passages from the Torah where some folks will even say that there is a there's some subtle instructions for how to perform an abortion in the ancient world, certain things to drink, things like that.
Cool. What passages, James? Ah, you can't be bothered with that. But he's got much better evidence from the Bible. The part where God considered aborting Jesus. You're thinking, where was that? Not in any Bible I ever read, but apparently it's in James Tallarico's Bible. He just, unfortunately, defeated my girl, the one I was pulling for, Jasmine Crockett in Texas. But this is so much more. And you see all the articles the left's doing, all left-wing publications. We can be Christians too. We can, as long as you practice a certain special kind of Christianity, like the kind where God considers aborting Jesus or lets Mary do so. I'll let James explain. From another podcast.
But I say all this in terms of, in context of abortion, because before God comes over Mary and we have the incarnation, God asks for Mary's consent, which is remarkable. I mean, go back and read this in Luke. The angel comes down and asks Mary if this is something she wants to do. And she says, if it is God's will, let it be done. So to me, that is an affirmation in one of our most central stories that creation has to be done with consent.
Okay. That didn't happen, as Lee brilliantly explained this morning in the first hour. No, they didn't have. No, they told Mary that she was going to have the baby. And she was thrilled. She's like, yes, okay, whatever your will. No, God wasn't like, well, you could abort Jesus if you like. Here's where the Planned Parenthood is. But, you know, no, that none of that happened. I can't imagine what kind of divinity school this guy went to. I can't. What do you hear his views on transgenderism? Oh, by the way, you have to be non-binary to get into heaven. So you should strive to be genderless in the new Democrat Christianity. How can, what? Well, I'll let James explain. This is the book of James. This book is not in the Bible.
In the Gospel of Thomas, which was later omitted from the Bible by church officials, the Gospel of Thomas quotes Jesus as saying, when you make the male and female one and the same, when the male is not male, when the female is not female, then you will enter the kingdom of God.
Okay. Anyway, here's what he sees his job as when he was in the state legislature.
Before we go further, I want to acknowledge that our trans community needs abortion care too.
Okay. Let's do this. How many, James, if we got to be genderless and non-binary to get into heaven, how many genders are there? This is from when he was on the school board.
There are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six. God is both masculine and feminine and everything in between. God is non-binary.
The sad thing is there are people who are new Christians who are really, you know, they haven't read the gospel a lot, probably gullible here. Probably gullible. Wait to hear what else he has to say. Up next. Folks, it just gets better with the Senate candidate in Texas, who's being pushed as a normal. Doesn't, to his credit, have those crazy eyes like so many Democrats do, which I guess should help. Believes there are six genders. That he is the guy sent by God to advocate for transgender people. And I think it's now a requirement for Democrats, prefers illegal immigrants to Americans. Here, I'll let him explain. Here's James talking about when he was a teacher, James Tallarico, the Democrats' choice for Senate in the primary in Texas.
I taught a lot of students who were undocumented, and I don't want to stereotype, but those students tended to be the most patriotic, the hardest working students that I had in the classroom.
So that makes sense. That fits. That tracks. As a result, he believes the southern border should be more like a front porch with a welcome mat for everyone who wants to come.
Our southern border should be like our front porch. There should be a giant welcome mat out front.
And why is that? Well, James Tallarico says white people are a virus. His words, not mine. In this series of tweets, he describes white people as a virus. So he says, we have the virus. Just by having white skin, doesn't matter content of your character. Some guy was talking about content of your character a long time ago. I don't know, civil rights movement, pretty famous. But that's been thrown out the window. If you are white, something you cannot control, you are a virus. You were born with a virus. Now, we are immune to the virus, he explains. But we spread it to other people. This is how people, genocidal people, talk and have throughout history. It doesn't matter if you're talking about your own race. It's still racism. Here's what he writes in a series of tweets everybody's sharing online. The virus that kills our black neighbors, if they're jogging, playing music, sitting in church, selling CDs, or carrying a bag of Skittles, that's not what happened with Trayvon Martin, you liar. By the way, that was known by 2020. Trayvon Martin, by the way, was killed by George Zimmerman when Trayvon Martin was not carrying a bag of Skittles, but had Zimmerman's head between his hands. He was sitting on top of Zimmerman's chest and was slamming Zimmerman's head into the concrete when he finally fired. James left that part out. Liberals often do. Here's what he writes. White skin gives me and every American immunity from the virus. So we carry the virus, but we're immune from it. But we spread it, white people, wherever we go, through our words, our actions, in our systems, he tweeted. We don't have to be showing symptoms like a white hood or a Confederate flag to be contagious. The only cure is diagnosing the virus within ourselves and taking dramatic actions to contain the spread. Every genocidal dictator's talk this way. The first small step is proclaiming loudly and unequivocally that Black Lives Matter. Unfortunately, James did not tell us what the second step is. I have a feeling we'll find out, though. I have a feeling we'll find out. This guy is whack. But you know what? You know what this is? This is Democrats essentially admitting, you know, destroying Christianity. We thought we'd just destroy it and move on. We're going to have to pretend to be Christian for a little while and maybe co-opt it. And I can see where they're going with this. Remember what they did to the Boy Scouts? What they've done to the NFL? It's like a virus. You ever seen how a virus works? Maybe you studied that in school, how a virus works. A virus invades something, an organism, and then it replicates itself inside. It either kills the organism, which is a win, or when the virus gets inside the organism, it co-opts it, fills the organism with replications until the organism is unrecognizable, at least genetically. What does that mean? What they did to the Boy Scouts. You either destroy it or you change it. So now it's just the Scouts. See how this works? This is their first move to do that, saying we're not going to cede Christian territory anymore. Yeah, we hated you guys last year, and yeah, we might have sent the FBI into your churches, lied about it, and tried to flip your choir directors and your priests, but we're beyond that now. We're going to pretend to be Christian, but it's going to be our own special kind of Christianity, and we're going to preach it, and we're going to sell it because we confuse a lot of people with our blasphemy. The sad thing is this will work on some people who don't know any better, especially the kind that go to those New Age churches where they play the guitar and sing, and not that there's anything wrong with that, and anything goes just as long as you love Jesus. Yeah, those people. That's who Democrats are aiming at. They're not ceding that territory anymore. And this, folks, this is an effort to redefine Christianity. If I can interview him, I'd love to ask him about how you have to be non-binary to get into heaven. I mean, do I strive to be genderless? Do I dress like a dude? Do I get rid of the makeup? Wear binders? Or I don't know. He left me hanging there. I'd love to know. But regardless, James Tallarico hates white people. That couldn't be clearer. Here's another one of his tweets from 2021. Black Americans in a church, Mexican Americans in a store, Asian Americans in a spa, radicalized white men are the greatest domestic terror threat in our country. Another tweet, he writes, there but for the grace of God go I. As a white man, I'm susceptible to the same radicalization. Thankfully, I was exposed to diversity at a young age and explicitly taught the values of equality, inclusion, and justice. But not every young white boy is so lucky. Folks, Democrats don't say it often, but they believe there's only one cure for the virus of whiteness. Joe Biden laid it out when he was still vice president under Barack Obama. He told us what they were going to do to cure the scourge of whiteness in America.
Not only our Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Again, Tallarico endorses a similar cure.
Our southern border should be like our front porch. There should be a giant welcome mat out front.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
More polls to come out, Lee, and it's, yep, definitely a bloodbath for Team Trump on Iran. Pick your poison. CNN poll, 59% of Americans disapprove of the Iran strikes. 60% in the New York Times poll. Fox News is the best polling for Trump on this. It's 50-50, divided right down the middle. NBC News poll, also a disaster, if they are to be believed, 54% of voters. Now, they're polling registered voters. You always get a more left-wing answer when you do that. You really have to poll likely voters.
That's always the one to look at.
Right. And Fox did that. It came out 50-50. That's not good. Right?
Could be worse.
Yes. But there's a major caveat, and I didn't make as much of this yesterday as I should have. Inside a CBS poll that has the same headline, large majority of Americans don't like this Iran thing. They think it sucks. They didn't report their own internals, and you can see why. Because there's a big but there. And I don't mean the kind you see in pajamas in Walmart. There's a big but there. It's another subject. Anyway.
Please, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't go there. I think we had a memo about that recently.
We did.
Yes.
What if Trump gets out of Iran fast and is successful?
Yeah.
What then? Overwhelming approval. 76%. Oh, that looks like that would help you in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the internals of the CBS poll, they're asked, do you approve, disapprove of military action against Iran if you think the conflict would last? And they have days/weeks, 76% approve. When you get to months, it goes down to 46%. Years, 13%.
Yeah.
So this is the story that Team Trump must be looking at. Got to get this done before the midterms, but we got to get it done, and we got to get it done fast.
Well, that's pretty much the agenda for everything that they're trying to do. Because there's so much that if they are successful, that is going to transform this country.
Absolutely.
And this golden age that Trump talks about, you know, lovingly, and I appreciate that optimism, that will come to fruition if everything he's trying to do gets done, especially before the midterms. And this, I mean, the clock's ticking and it's the fourth quarter and we're coming up on the 2-minute warning.
The thing is, like I said, and if you think, okay, remember how controversial at the time, just the bombing of the nuclear facilities was, including among Republicans. Before we went back to Iran, no one was even talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
Like it was would have been, if you did nothing else, probably a non-factor in the midterms. And as crazy as it seems right now, that could happen again.
Well, I think it showed that you can actually take, I won't call it extreme, but severe military action without in the Middle East without necessarily starting World War III.
Absolutely. And if you know you've got the tech to do it, that's a game changer. And Steve Bannon, who is a flawed individual, but puts out a pretty good podcast. Steve Bannon has had a series of podcasts over the years because, you know, he was part of the first Trump team. And so way before all of this, and he's updated it recently, talking about Trump fought this pretty vicious fight inside, starting in his first term, with the Pentagon, because he knew they had next generation technology. We all do. And he was the president. They wouldn't share it with him. He's like, yeah, no, I know F-16s. Yeah, okay, yeah, but what else do you have? And they wouldn't share it with them. And they fought and fought and fought and fought. And Steve Bannon announced that Trump had won the battle. This was before Hammer, Midnight Hammer.
Yeah.
And that he had finally cracked the code and gotten them, because he's the commander-in-chief. He should know everything in the stockpile.
Yes.
He's got the clearances to do it.
And have access to it.
Yes, and have the ability to roll it out and use it on command. He think about this. He didn't have that in the first term, i.e., he did not really take charge of the Pentagon either. He tried.
Yeah, I think the entire first term, he did not have real operational control of the entire federal government.
I agree.
And that includes the Department of Defense at that time, which is now the Department of War.
So going back to the original theory of the case, that is a really nice number. 76% approve if it doesn't drag on.
Yes.
And the number one objection people have is not, it's too risky, not, we think it's unfair that you hit Iran, or we loved the mullahs. None of that. It's they think we're going to get into another Bush-style forever war.
Right. And that there are going to be boots on the ground.
Yep.
And it's going to be American sons and daughters losing their lives and body parts over there.
Right. Or at least in large numbers.
Yes.
For an undetermined, undefinable goal, nation building, some silly thing.
And as sad as the six lives we've lost already.
Very much so.
It's very sad. And that is a very limited number. It is horrific. And I know life-changing for all those families. And my heart grieves for them. And I pray for them. But I'm thankful that it has not been any worse.
And by the way, in your news that you just had, I was so excited to finally hear someone other than me. And the word must finally be getting out. Yes, our bases have been brutalized by Iran because Joe Biden allowed it and then rewarded them with tranches of cash. The most attacks by Iran and its proxies, because they work through their proxies, on our bases ever, starting in October 2023 through the end of the Biden administration. Again, 223 attacks. That includes our bases, our outposts, American-identified, basically military territory.
That was Steve Scalise that you heard, who
finally
who knows something about terrorist activities. He almost lost his life.
Yeah.
Because of a terrorist attack by a Bernie Sanders supporter at that baseball game, that congressional baseball game practice that they had.
I was listening to a very good national show, conservative talk show, yesterday, and the host was reading an article and I guess stumbled halfway through, hadn't read it before, how many attacks there have been on our bases.
Yeah.
And he said, oh my gosh. And the article was using the 130. That's the low ball. If you look at what the Pentagon has put it at, it's 130 to 223. That article was using the low ball. I use the high ball, which is the 223. And he said, oh my gosh, 130 times. I'm like, ah, why didn't Trump say that?
Yes, yes.
But that's okay. So it's finally starting to get out there. That, wow, okay, no, this is not preemptive. Preemptive is when they have not hit your base,
right,
but you think they might. No, we're way beyond hostilities. And in the first year of the Trump term, they hit our bases nine times. They're proxies. So, and by the way, they brag about it.
Yes.
It's not secret hush-hush, we don't know. They brag about this. So, the good news is, if Trump can get in, get out, realign the Middle East, he's got 76% approval to look forward to. And he seems to get that. Here's Jonathan Carl talking about his conversation with Trump.
As for how long the war will go on, the president told me he always thought it was going to be a 4 or 5 week deal. That's what he told me, a 4 or 5 week operation. He said it could be shorter and he was prepared to go longer. And about the three Americans who were killed.
So, and now it's six. So he understands. That sounds exactly like the polling right there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I just want to get your reaction to this. I noticed this too, and nobody said anything till now. And I just saw the headline hotair.com. Headline, have you noticed the Gulf states are implicitly allied with Israel now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this?
Yes. Well, and it's because Iran made an incredibly stupid mistake.
Yep.
They are lashing out at everyone in the region who may have a base or any affiliation with anybody from the West. I mean, good grief. Turkey. I mean, you're launching a ballistic missile that's going through Turkish airspace. NATO took it out. And even the Turks, who are, barely a NATO ally, even though they are on paper are, and a Muslim-aligned nation, you know, even they're mad at you.
And some on our side, and then I see this on Fox News, but just generally on our side and also on the left, are all reporting this the same way. Oh, no, the war is spreading. No.
Iran is spreading just death and destruction to the Gulf states, and they are increasing the amount of nations that are coming out against them.
On our side,
exactly. They on the side of the U.S. and Israel, as you pointed out.
Yes,
Arab Muslim nations that are supporting an action taken by the United States of America and the Israelis.
They make it sound like with their headlines, though, that all these Gulf states are now fighting us. Yes. Or like, oh, the war is spreading. No, it's not. This is unifying the Middle East at our side. In fact, I would go a step further. If you watch the behavior of these nations since this started, I would say now the Middle Eastern nations are better allies of ours than European nations.
Yes. Yes. And this is what they used to call the coalition of the willing.
Yes.
Actually, I would call it the coalition of the attacked, because that's what Iran has done. And they have been, you know, I'm certain that there was tacit behind-the-scenes approval of what the U.S. and Israel were going to do from these countries well before this. And I'm sure that they knew some details that something was going to happen. I'm certain of that. But they were not going to come out and publicly do it. But then when Iran starts lobbing drones and ballistic missiles and other types of offensive weapons at these Gulf nations, of course they're going to say, nope, we're done with this. And particularly Saudi Arabia, who has never been any fan of the Iranians to begin with.
No, because Saudi Arabia is Sunni.
Sunni and they're Shia.
Yeah, they're Shia. So they're naturally going to be at each other's throats anyway. So, I mean, you want to talk about Abraham Accords really bringing the Middle East together for peace. Iran made horrible tactical errors here. Yes. I mean, absolute error here. And then the Wall Street Journal is kind of hinting at this morning. The Gulf state, this is from their tweet. The Gulf states have opened their eyes and a diplomatic window of opportunity has opened. What looks like regional escalation may prove to be the founding moment of a new regional order. Yeah, Trump is reordering the Middle East as allies of ours and peaceful and good. So think about this for a minute.
And profitable.
And profitable. And by the way, our ally, not China's, and Saudi, for the most part. And Saudi Arabia is now, we've seen the headlines on this, saying they're considering going in as part of the coalition of the willing, whatever you want to call it. On our side, get this, and Israel's side into Iran? Holy cow. This is like peace plus. And it's all good.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.